Ball to Manning's right. Bounces off a tackle. Monte Ball continues to run, and he dives into the end zone for a Denver touchdown.
Welcome back to Fox on Fox. No, that's not John Fox, but it is Monte Ball, Broncos starting running back. Monte, you're number two of the NFL. You are the guy, the premier back, with an offense that features one Peyton Manning. How fortunate do you feel to be in the position that you are?
Oh, extremely fortunate. It's a blessing just because, you know, the guys upstairs, the organization, they had a lot of faith in me. Have a lot of faith in me to obviously let No'Shawn go and allow for me to take the position, fill some big shoes. But you know, for me, it's a blessing to be in this organization, to be in the locker room with these type of guys, the great chemistry that we have, and it's just a lot of fun.
You got a nice start with a touchdown run last week. What is it about the goal line that you get a little extra incentive, a little extra nudge to get into that end zone?
I don't know what it is, man. I think it's just we harp so much on wanting to finish the drive out with the touchdown, and I guess that really hits home for me. So, you know, whenever the ball is in my hands, 15 yards in, 20 yards in, I really want to, you know, put in the end zone for the team.
People think about the Broncos offense, they automatically think Peyton Manning, pass-oriented offense, all the wide receiver weapons. Do you kind of like that in a way?
Yeah. We like it a lot. You know, especially, you know, in our running back room, we understand that, you know, all the outside noise is they're a passing team, the run game's not this, it's not that. So for us, we put that on ourselves to change a lot of how we're perceived as an offense. And so it's a good thing in a way. It's a good thing.
How about when the game matters late, the Broncos build up a lead, which they tend to do here, and then they rely on you to try to carry the rock, move the chains on the ground, keep the clock moving, use the defense. But, I mean, that's the time when you really got to try to step up and shine you along with the offensive line.
Yeah, I understand my role. I understand my role in this offense, which is to get the hard yards, to get positive plays every time I touch the football, and to pass protect. For sure. So whenever the ball is in my hands, whether it's third and two, maybe fourth and two, or second and five, you know, my job, I want to get the first down for our offense.
And I remember you saying you grew up actually a Broncos fan, which a lot of fans don't know.
Yeah. I still remember. I was 8 years old. I walked in. I saw my dad watching the game, and I started asking him a bunch of questions about it, and the Broncos were playing. And, you know, I fell in love with the game then, the team, Terrell Davis, all that. So it's a dream come true for me.
A dream come true, no doubt. Music, what's on, anything on your iPod that's interesting that fans might be a little taken aback? Are you a music guy?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I guess, what are you looking for? Something that's weird? That's something no one would ever guess would be on
sure,
there?
About that.
Well, I love playing the guitar. Really? So I got some Metallica on there. I really enjoy that.
Hard rock guy.
Oh, no, not really too much hard rock, okay, yeah, but a little bit of some acoustic, some stuff like that, yeah.
All right, we'll have to bring it out here next time we interview you. You can play for us. All right, thanks, Monte. And reminder, Coach Fox will be joining us in just a minute. But first up, let's go back to studio where Ole Martinez is standing by with one Bronco who has some unusual ways to stay healthy during the grueling NFL season.
That's right, Nick, one of the Broncos' newest additions, looking to have a big year on the defensive line, but just staying on the field is half the battle for Marvin Austin. So after battling injuries for four straight seasons, in this week's This is Broncos Country, Cammy Carmen shows us how Austin is turning to some unusual treatment technology to keep himself healthy.
These are some of the quietest and calmest moments of Marvin Austin's week, holding crystals in his hands, with needles in his legs, surrounded by the constant buzz of energy-inducing lights.
Denver with a four-man rush. Jackson stands in the pocket, now is hit, and will be sacked.
Marvin is typically a 6-foot, 2-inch, 312-pound ball of unfiltered energy.
And that is Marvin Austin.
Gotta have that swag on defense, and let them know, you come in here, we'll punch your face. Gotta have fun. If it's not fun, you shouldn't be doing it.
So, Marv, you're going downhill now. This should be easy for you.
Passion is not a problem. But production has been. Because of injuries and an NCAA suspension, it's been 4 years since Austin has played a full football season when he was a junior at North Carolina.
I feel like my old self. I feel like number 9 when I was coming out of college. You know, I feel good. Mentally, I'm in a good place.
Less than a year ago, a nagging back injury flared up again.
It came to a point to where I couldn't stand up straight because I didn't feel like I had enough space in my back.
His football future quickly became an afterthought.
I didn't care about football or anything. I just wanted to be healthy.
Last November, Austin had spinal surgery for a bulging disc.
It was the biggest protrusion that they've taken out of that area of the spine that they've ever seen, and he was just amazed that I was even able to walk because of the, you know, the nerve damage and stuff that it could do.
Marvin's body finally feels good to go, and he's taking charge of his health with a new lifestyle. A Tesla light session, which recharges your cellular energy, combined with acupuncture.
I'm extremely relaxed.
May seem a little out there.
You should feel much better.
But Austin is a believer.
I'm kind of religious with it. You know, a lot of my teammates make fun of me. Like, if I call Sylvester, he'll answer the phone. It's like, oh, what you doing? You get acupuncture or something like that? I just had to get on top of my health and, you know, take care of my body better, because if you take care of it, it'll take care of you.
Injuries have limited his opportunities.
We're doing it with energy.
But if lights and needles can help secure a Broncos future, he's game.
So now when we realign that energetically, this is where you are right now.
I just feel like I'm glowing right now.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I got like a pulsing type of feeling, you know, all through my body.
Ready for another week to prove he's back better than ever. Cammy Carmen, Fox 31 Sports.
I got to try that. All right, we're back with head coach John Fox after the break. Hear what he's saying about Julius Thomas's big week one and why the new weapon at tight end is changing the game. Plus, a late blooming Bronco, how a simple decision to face his fears took Sylvester Williams from a factory to the NFL.